Anyways, here we are in the Valley of Elah. This is a place where David squared off against Goliath. And Goliath was down in the valley and he was screaming all kinds of things and against the Israelites, blaspheming God, and nobody was willing to fight against him. Except one guy, David. David had faith in the Lord. And so he went down and squared off against Goliath, and this incredible exchange. And Goliath came at David with swords and with a spear, and yet David went against Goliath with just a slingshot, just a rock. And he swung that slingshot around and he eventually hit Goliath right in the forehead, and he came falling down. And then David took the sword of Goliath and chopped off his head. And it's just an amazing thing. And the story itself is amazing, because every single one of us at some point in our lives, we're going to face some kind of a giant. We're going to face something that's going to seem bigger to us than anything else. And yet if we have faith in God like David did, we'll be able to be victorious. That's where the battle's won, because the battle's not ours. The battle, the Bible says, belongs to the Lord. And so as long as we commit our ways to Him, no matter what giants face us in this life, we'll be able to be victorious. Remember whose battle it is. The battle's the Lord's, and the giants are going to fall. In Jesus' name. That's a side note. But the thing I love is that when David came down to be with Saul, and that Saul looked at David and immediately sized him up and said, "There's no way you could do this. You're not capable. You're not a warrior. You can't do it." And that's so often what people look at. They look at the outside, and they assume, based upon what they see on the outside, that, oh, that you're not cut out for this, you can never do this. Mm-hmm. But then the interesting thing about David is David has a history with God. David says, "Hey, listen, just so you know, I've slain a lion and I've slain a bear, mm-hmm. and there's no difference between this Philistine giant. God was on my side then, God was on my side, He'll be on my side now." And that is, David had a history, a track record of his relationship with God. He had deliverance. So it was like, I can handle this. One battle prepared him for the next, which prepared him for the next. And the last thing I want to mention is that when David came into Saul's tent and Saul tried to put his armor on David, David couldn't wear it. It wasn't made for him. Mm-hmm. And I think there are times when we try to put on somebody else's armor. Yeah. And we think, well, I'm going to fight this battle the way that... Well, God didn't want it that way. God wanted a shepherd boy to go out and fight so that God could get all the glory. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to put on somebody else's armor. You be who God made you to be. And then God will get the glory ultimately through the victories as the giants come falling down. And mm-hmm. and that is, guys, when we go back, there's giants that many of us are going to have to face. They'll come in all different forms. But we have to remember, even as was read here and reenacted, the battle's not ours, the battle's the Lord's.
Amen.
Thank you.